USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Rand Paul, the Republican from Kentucky, said that the President Trump impeachment trial is dead on arrival, as 45 senators voted that it is unconstitutional. The vote failed in the Senate 55-45 on Tuesday after five Republican senators voted with Democrats. Senators then put the trial on pause for 2 weeks, agreeing to delay any further debate until February 9th. A federal judge on Tuesday barred the United States government from enforcing a 100-day deportation on President Biden's immigration policy. U.S. District Judge Drew Tipton issued a temporary restraining order sought by Texas, which sued on Friday against a Department of Homeland Security memo that instructed immigration agencies to pause most deportations. Two people were killed in an hours-long hostage standoff at a medical center in Austin, Texas on Tuesday night. SWAT responded to the Children's Medical Group in downtown Austin about a person entering a facility with a gun. KVUE reported the suspect appears to be a doctor. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. 406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Helping us understand the Trump impeachment process, USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
The entire Senate sworn in as jurors ahead of the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump. All 100 members of the upper chamber taking the oath of office, including Vermont Senator Pat Leahy, who is the presiding officer over the trial. The trial set to begin February 8th. Regarding impeaching President Trump, Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy tells Fox News,
I know that common sense is illegal in Washington, D.C., but I think a fair-minded, rational person would ask Congress to vote to file a declaratory judgment action to ask the Supreme Court to rule on the constitutionality of impeaching a president who isn't president before we put the country through this.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Sports writers in America decide who gets into Cooperstown and enshrined into Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame and who doesn't. This year, many writers left their ballots blank, causing quite the stir. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
For the first time since 2013, and just the third time in the last 25 years, there will be no new additions to Cooperstown this year. No former player met the threshold in the Baseball Writers of America balloting for election into the Hall of Fame. Pitcher Curt Schilling came the closest, just 16 votes shy of the 75% threshold needed. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens finished second and third, each on 61% of ballots. All three will be on the ballot for a 10th and final year in 2022. Despite not electing a class for 2021, there will still be an induction ceremony in Cooperstown this summer. The coronavirus pandemic canceled last summer's festivities, and Derek Jeter, Larry Walker, Ted Simmons, and Marvin Miller will be enshrined on July 25th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Sportscaster Bob Costas weighs in on MajorLeagueBaseball.com.
I'm going to let all of them twist in the wind until the very last year of eligibility. That'll be my semi-protest. And regarding Schilling, whose credentials are unquestioned, I would have thought, absent any other controversy, he would have been in long ago. I was talking to Al Michaels earlier. Al talked his way into the Hall of Fame, in effect. Curt Schilling may have talked and tweeted his way out of the Hall of Fame.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.